everybody. It's our dark week this week, but please enjoy this best of. But first, let's talk about Geico. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do, and it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
1/3 of all murder cases in America remain open.
He had told me that if I opened my eyes, he would slit my throat.
Each one is called a cold case.
The DNA evidence taken from the victim was a match. The Linden rapist was at it again.
Based on the hit A&E television program.
A phone call is placed, one that changes a family's life forever.
Cold Case Files, the podcast.
If you could see the fire in his eyes, he screamed at me, "You want it? Get your tape recorder out."
Get new episodes of Cold Case Files every Tuesday on Podcast One, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunny side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like to reach.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to For Crying Out Loud.
Hi!
Hi, Stephanie.
What's happening?
My God.
Stephanie,
I'm in a good mood. Tan, by the way.
I do.
I am in a good mood, too.
Well, my kids are on spring break, which is just
is that why
like,
you're tan? Your hair is curly. You look like you're like beachy curls.
I do?
Yeah, you look good.
Thank you.
You got some color.
I have been taking the kids to the Van Nuys pool.
So, is that why you're
this
tan?
This has been my life. And I love it. Remember, I think, did I do a Patreon about it, about the lady that I met at the pool?
Okay. Yes.
But didn't I also talk just on the regular show about how I took the kids to the pool and the people were so cool about not making Xander go through the
You
men's
got you got the fast pass now.
Got the fast pass.
Every time you show
I
up.
I love this pool. I love Bianca. And there's another guy that works there named David. I don't know. They don't have a Twitter or I would tweet at them.
Okay.
Or,
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
But
they're in Van Nuys at the Van Nuys pool.
So this is the thing. It's super genius because it's a dollar.
Yeah.
To get in
what
for the kids.
Why a dollar? Just make it free. Like,
I think I'll tell you what. I'm happy to pay a dollar because the place is really clean.
Right.
They've got the three levels of diving boards that I've told you about.
They should charge $5.
Well, don't give them ideas, Lynette.
Okay, never mind.
Don't take the fun out.
Okay.
Don't shit on my good time.
All right.
Do you hate money?
Bianca, don't listen.
Charge them money. Charge these people. Stephanie's got money. She does ads for Calm and Comfort blankets. So you think she can't afford $5 to get in?
Times three.
So I have not been swimming.
Yes.
It's too cold for normal adults.
It is cold.
Are not interested in getting in a pool.
But your kids are, huh? They're like Phil. They'll jump in the pool no matter what.
But I bet you will relate to this. To this. Okay. My kids like anything if they're just doing it for fun. The second you make it any kind of work, they're
out.
Interest. Mm-hmm. But I think that part of being a good parent is like, look, not everything is easy street.
Right.
So, okay. We go to the pool. Every time you go to the pool, they have to take a swim test.
Yeah,
so they
every
have to,
time?
Every time they have to swim the width of the pool and back.
Wow.
Yeah, and so that they can go in the deep end and go off the diving boards.
They don't have you like in a file and you check in.
Get like a tattoo that says I'm good.
Yeah.
I can swim.
They get like okay, Sadie, Xander, good, go. We got you.
You would think, but maybe it's just like it's too hard to make them look them up every time or something.
Maybe. Yeah.
I mean, you would think that.
Yeah.
So, but it's really easy. They go in, they grab a lifeguard, they go, I want a swim test. And the lifeguard goes, okay, go. Mm-hmm. And then they swim across and they swim back. You're good to go. They've done it a million times. We started
Does
going to this
lifeguard,
pool last year. We went tons of times.
Does lifeguard have patience where they go like, oh, okay, get in, go. Well, wait, now hold on. I'm just going in up to my knees right now. I'm just going to gently ease my way. Now hold on. Don't go anywhere, lifeguard. Let me get used to the water first.
Like, oh, it just hit my waist.
Yeah.
Oh,
let's go.
Lifeguard's like, get in.
Splashing them. Get it.
No, the kids have no – the kids
they
just
have no
jump
problem.
In.
Really? Do you know what the temperature of the pool
82.
Is?
82.
Oh, well, that's pretty good.
Kind of cold. No, it's not great.
Well, yeah, it isn't great. Not for an adult. For kids, yeah.
But it does – it's cold enough so that you don't feel like a bunch of people just peed in the pool.
Oh,
like, this
Jesus.
Is uncomfortably warm in this pool. What just happened here?
Oh, my God. When I was with Melissa in Vegas, little Harrison, her four-year-old, he's like he's swimming next to little Clyde Kellison, Danny Tushy's son, who's like five. And he's like, Mom, I got to go pee. And Diane Kellison's like, all right, correct. And Melissa's like, what? She's like, I train my boys well. Like, they don't come. You notice they don't come and ask me. They have to go pee. Just go in the pool.
You know what I'm always
like,
worried about?
That's disgusting.
I'm always worried that have you ever heard of some of these pools have like a thing in the water where if urine hits it, then it's like clouds up.
Yeah.
Like it's like if you try to rob a bank,
right.
And then you try to take the money,
and it's
covered with paint,
or whatever, dye.
And then they have that thing in the water.
Right.
I'm always worried that somebody's going to be high tech,
and
someone's going to pee. And it's going to be like look like Jaws just bit somebody's leg off.
Right. And you're like, oh my god, you peed in the pool.
And everyone's going to turn around like in a movie, Point.
Right. Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and everybody looks – yeah. The officials are going to come drag your kid out of the pool and be like
– I'm sorry.
Not following the rules.
I told him to tell me when he wanted to go to the bathroom. But that's never, ever happened. Have you ever met anybody? I've never – that's – I feel
like
that's an old wives' tale.
Yeah. They just say it to scare you.
Yeah.
Pools should say – we have the technology.
Right.
If you pee in the pool,
they should.
A big cloud of like red is going to.
Right. Even if they don't have it, they should just say it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Scare people. Mm-hmm.
Okay, sorry. So go ahead.
No, just that. Okay, so yesterday when we were at the pool, Xander goes to take the kids go to take the swim test. And next thing I see, Xander's coming over to me. Minding my own business, listening to a podcast on the bleachers. Like, I don't want trouble.
Right.
Just bought myself 2 hours for $1 of downtime, you know?
Yeah.
Then here comes Xander crying, Mom, I didn't pass the swim test.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, what? What do you mean?
Get back in that pool.
Yeah. And he goes, I didn't pass. So I take off my podcast. Like, you people, I was just started a new
right,
one.
All right.
Startups, and it's about charter schools. I just listened to the whole thing. It's really good.
Okay.
I was like on episode 2 at this time, though.
Yeah.
I'm like,
gotcha,
I was hoping
that.
To make some headway into this.
I know.
Bitch.
I know.
So I go up to the lifeguard. I was like, excuse me. He looks at me. I was like, all right, what is this I'm hearing? My kid didn't pass the swim test. I go, he's done it 100 times. I go, he can totally swim. What happened? And he was like, well, you know, these people are all like
– no, you give them any kind of
they're
authority.
They're barely older than my 11-year-olds.
Yeah,
yes. They got juice.
Yes. They got some juice.
Yes.
That's right.
They think they just won like a public election. Like,
exactly.
I'm sorry, but the people elected me to be in charge of swim tests.
Right.
Nobody elected you anything.
No.
Just because you're sitting on a chair that's 6 feet up in the air. Shut the fuck up. Guy's like, well, you know, here's the thing. Like, here's the thing. You're 14 years old.
How about your dick was swinging your dick around?
Yeah.
Like, you think like
just
you
got
own the
hair
place.
On it. Yeah. Shut up. He's like,
oh,
well,
God.
You know, your kid was swimming. He's not doing like the breathing. Like, see, he's like lifting his head out of the water and it looks like he's struggling. So that's going to, you know, if he's in the deep end, then I'm going to think I have to save him.
And
I was like, first of all, I go, look. My kid's not on like a swim team. He's not an Olympic swimmer.
Right.
I go, but he's not. He's passed the swim test 100 times. I'm telling you, he's never failed it.
Right.
He can totally swim.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, by the way, your daughter, Sadie, first of all, Sadie is not a good swimmer.
Mm-hmm.
Of the two of them, I would expect Sadie. She's got some kind of like low muscle. She gets tired.
Mm-hmm.
She stops in the middle.
Right.
Come on. Rests her feet. Maybe he didn't notice she was standing up. So I'm like, he's like, she's got really good technique. Like 2 years ago, we were swimming at some other pool and I had them tested for swim lessons.
Right.
Like evaluated, and she evaluated like two levels below Xander. So wow. I was very surprised to hear that
she's got techniques.
And you know that made Xander even more upset.
Oh, of
that
course.
Sadie passed with flying colors.
Oh, hell yeah.
They flagged him.
Yeah. No, the twins don't like that shit. That doesn't fly with
that's
them.
That's like Sonny not making the basketball team and Natalia making it.
Yeah, she's got some moves.
Yeah. So I was like, can you just test him again, seriously? I promise you, he's mm-hmm. So the lifeguard that tested him was like, sorry. Oh, they told him he can take it again in 30 minutes.
What?
Like, what does
that mean? He's going to improve in 30 minutes?
Like by osmosis? Like he's just suddenly he's going to know how to swim in 30 minutes?
That's weird.
So I was like, I was trying not to be an asshole about it. But I was like, you know, I was like, I understand. I tried to be like, I was like, I hear where you're coming from. I do. I go, but maybe because of his technique, it made it seem like he was struggling, but he's not struggling. Can you just test him again?
Right.
And he was like, the one lifeguard was the voice of reason. He was like, all right, Leah, just test him again. Go ahead. Get in there.
Yeah.
So he does it again. And the guy's trying to point out flag that he's like, do you see the technique? Do you see he's putting his head straight up instead of to the side? I was like, well, because, you know, he hasn't taken lessons.
Right. That's the way he swims.
He's like, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to pass him this time. But, you know, you really should get them into some lessons.
Oh, my God.
For technique.
Does he want? Does he want to teach them or something? He's trying to hustle?
Probably.
Like got a side job?
He did. He told me he does teach some
lessons.
Oh, really?
Yeah. See? Fucking shut up and sit down.
But here's the thing. Here's the genius part. So Xander passes the test. Okay. So I was like, go play. But then the guy's coming over and he's really wanting to discuss
kids
with me. Yeah. Well, I think he felt like he's like, look, I'm not one of those people. He goes, I am probably a little more strict than some of the other ones. But, you know, I almost drowned when I was a kid. And so it's just really important to me that the kids are safe in the water. Mm-hmm. So I was like, look,
you're not trying to sell me a calming
care blanket. All right. I'm in. I get that kids should be able to swim.
Right, I'm on your side.
My kids did pass the swim test. But then I started thinking about it, Lynette.
Yes.
I was like, this could be kind of genius because you know how I need Sadie and Xander to get exercise. I was like, but they never want to take swim lessons. Never. Every time I mention it, they act like I've just suggested, you know.
You want to do some math?
For fun. And not profit. Yeah. They're always like, no, we don't want to take lessons. No. But then I was like, you know what? I could use this as a sweet entree into look, all I'm saying is you guys could improve your technique a little so you never have to worry about failing the swim test.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how I sold it to them. I was like, I'm going to want to sign you up for swim lessons. So then they had to be reevaluated. So they swam across. But I was like, listen, I'm buying myself a little exercise.
So you signed them up right then and there?
Haven't done it yet, but I'm going to.
Right.
But I was like, look, sign you up. You take swim lessons like twice a week, even once a week. Bonus, the lesson's only 25 minutes.
Oh, there you go.
Then I get them some exercise.
Right.
And they can hang out afterwards and play.
Right. Yeah.
So that's how I sold it to them. First, they literally almost teared up about how much they did not want to take lessons.
Right.
But then I was like, it's 25 minutes.
Right.
We'll come after school and then you get to play.
Right.
You use the diving board and we'll have a good time.
Right. Yeah.
Do it for like a few weeks and you'll be better swimmers.
Yeah.
And they were like, all right.
Nice. Woo. What podcast you got to listen to?
Well, that's the thing. I'm always up for just sitting somewhere.
Yeah.
And those two, you have to remember, aren't on any teams.
Mm-hmm.
And Elby's going to be doing volleyball right now.
Mm-hmm.
So
either
I could go or John could go. And and it's fun. I don't mind just sitting
fine. I love that. I love just sitting and watching your kid do whatever. And you can just listen to whatever you want to do or talk on the phone or whatever. Answer
and then
email.
You feel like you've done – first of all, you feel that sense of accomplishment like you took your kid somewhere.
Right.
It's cheap.
It's a good feeling.
City pool swim lessons are very inexpensive in a group.
I bet.
They always try to sell you the private lessons, but what do I care?
I know.
They're not five, and I'm worried that someone's going to take their eyes off them and they're going to drown.
Right.
They can already swim, just improving their technique.
Yeah.
I don't care if there's four more kids in the water with
exactly.
them.
Exactly. They might make some friends.
Oh, my God. Maybe.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's good. That's great.
Yeah.
That's nice. I wish Natalia would get back to ice skating. She's got that boot on her foot. She had a sleepover on Saturday.
Mobile muffin.
Okay, I met the mom for the first time.
What? You buried the lead.
I finally
for
met
my
the
pool
mom.
Story.
No, no, I forgot
news.
About this. Yeah.
Tell us everything.
Well, obviously it wasn't that impressionable because I forgot. But no, she God, I hope nobody ever finds out. So she okay. This kid has been at my house a kabillion times.
Right.
Spends the night, eats, sometimes
I feel
goes
like
out
I
to
know
a fancy dinner. Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Everybody, okay. So the kid's always around. I mean, all the time.
I feel like I should meet the mom at this point.
I know. So she comes over. She actually comes to the door. Usually she just disappears. Bye!
Right.
And leaves. This time, like, there's a knock at the door because Mobile Muffin hurt her knee or something.
Okay.
And was trying to wrap it. Natalia was trying to wrap it for her with the many wraps we have for Natalia for all the injuries she's had. But so the mom came to the door, I think, to help. And so she was like, "Hi, I'm Mobile Muffin's mom." I was like, "Oh, so nice to meet you. You know, come on in." And she's like, "Wow, it's a great house." And the next thing she says, "Wow, I got to get it right." She goes, "I really screwed up on my first marriage. I didn't marry right on my first marriage. I screwed that one up." That's what she said, like laughing, like making a joke. I was like, huh, okay.
I was like, is this going to be a Lifetime movie? Is she going to try to steal your husband?
I know. Like, what?
Like, I deserve this lifestyle.
Yeah.
Why don't I have this lifestyle? I'm going to have this lifestyle. Hello, Adam. Is your husband home right now? I just want to say hello.
I won't eat any muffins in the home, I promise. Yeah. So she says that, and then I say, okay, so Natalia's room is that way, and she goes in there, and she tries to help them and whatever, and then she leaves her there because she can't go do her lesson. She was taking her to soccer or something,
okay.
So now she can't play, so she just leaves. So nobody asked me if she could stay the rest of this. It was a Saturday afternoon. She was supposed to leave at noon, and now she's staying. Okay, well, her knee's okay.
Wait, so she had slept over the night before and the mom was coming to pick her up?
Yeah. Well,
but then didn't pick her up because she couldn't go anyway?
Yeah, basically.
So she was supposed to be like taping up her leg to go to soccer. But she was saying, "I'm still too hurt for soccer."
Right. So then she leaves and she's like, "So nice to meet you. Okay, thanks for having her. Just call me when you want her to get picked up." And I was like, "Was she staying?" Nobody asked. Like, yeah, I had stuff for Natalia to do today.
Right.
You know, and so she just leaves and leaves Mobile Muffin there. But then Natalia had a birthday sleepover at a friend's house Saturday night. I don't know if I should talk about this on Patreon, but fuck it. I don't care. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. This
well,
is
you
just
already
broad
have a good
strokes.
Patreon. You're going to talk about therapy.
Therapy.
Which is pretty juicy, I think.
It's pretty juicy.
I mean, it's private. That means Patreon.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you think you're going to get in trouble for this one?
No.
Listen, I risk getting in trouble a lot more than you do these days, so you owe me one.
I take it. Oh, and you know what? Okay. And I got another opportunity for good Patreons in the future. I'll tell you about that in a second. So she spends the night. But basically, I pick her and Mobile Muffin up the next morning on Sunday morning because
– So it's a mutual friend?
Yes. It's a mutual friend. There's like six of them. And Natalia gets in the car. I go, "How was it?" She's like, "Ugh, the food was horrible." Usually Natalia is really like complimentary and loves her friends.
Right, right.
And if I ever like crack a joke, "Mom, that's my friend." Like she's very protective and loves her friend.
Uh-huh.
She's never a complainer ever. Like she's like, "Oh, the food was horrible." I'm like, "Why? What's going on?" She's like, "Oh, you know." Then the birthday girl got mad at us because me and Josephine and I'm just saying the names my mom used to say.
Uh-huh.
and Josephine and Mary, we had our phones and we weren't paying attention and she took our phones away. But we were like bored because there was nothing to do. Like the only thing that she planned for us to do, there's a six girls, is to make dinner. She gave us all aprons with our name on it, which is cute. But then like they made – because she's pescatarian.
Who is?
The birthday girl.
Oh, okay.
And the older sisters who are off in college.
Oh, God, you just reminded me of something.
Are vegetarians. And so the whole house, she's like, they have nothing. Like the best thing they had to eat for snacks was chips with no salt.
I'm being a Dr.
Bruce.
Right now. I was doing that on purpose to be funny.
I know.
Okay, yeah.
She goes, the only thing was chips with no salt. That was the only thing that they had to eat. Oh, that and cheddar corn, which we couldn't eat. Don't touch it. And the birthday girl was like, the birthday girl is usually a sweetheart and is, you know, they like she takes care of people. Like she's got that like nurturing, you know, personality.
But by the way, I'm about to offend a lot of people, but if your only activity is making the kids cook dinner, like shouldn't that be a night off? Like
I know.
I would be really unhappy if I went to somebody's a birthday outing for one of my friends and they're like, we're going to cook me dinner.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Oh, thanks. Can I just sit here?
I'm a caterer.
Right.
I'd be on my phone too. I'd be like, let's see what's going on Facebook. You guys do the cooking. That doesn't sound fun.
No, I know.
I know kids love cooking.
Right.
But or maybe like let them bake.
Right. Right.
But making them cook the meal?
That was their activity. And Natalia
that should be your
enjoyed
activity.
It. I know, exactly.
She enjoyed it. Okay.
She enjoyed it because she's a go-getter. She's not a no-getter, that one.
Right,
she's
right.
a go-getter.
But so she wanted more activities.
She wanted like, more. Like, what's going
what
on? So the girl lives up on a hill, and so the sunset, and of course, that's opportunity for Instagram pictures.
Yes, of course.
So, of course. So like four of them get up after the dinner and start taking pictures. And then the birthday
Hashtag
girl
– no filter.
No filter. The birthday girl gets up and goes, give me your phones, and takes their phones.
Oh, no,
you're being
didn't.
Rude. Go sit down. Yeah. And then she did admit later in the night that, you know, usually I'm very social and outgoing, but then there's sometimes where I'm very antisocial, and tonight's one of those nights. Like, she made that announcement.
Who said that?
The birthday girl.
Wait, so she's feeling antisocial,
but
she doesn't want anybody else on their phones. Maybe they're feeling antisocial.
Right. And by the way, I told Natalia, I go, everybody feels it. She's not just her. But sometimes I'm social and sometimes hello, that's called being a human being.
Right.
That's normal. Suck it up. You have a birthday party.
But if she's feeling 13. Antisocial, my point is then let people go on their phones.
Right. Like, do your own thing. That's
Look,
what
I feel two ways about this, and I'm going to tell you later a story about Xander having a friend who's addicted to his phone.
Well, tell
we
me.
All,
that's about it. I mean, like, she just had a shitty time.
But did Mobile Muffin have a shitty time?
Yeah, they all did. They all got yelled at a couple times. Not her other – like she has her two best friends that are with – everybody except for Brittany and Cindy, they didn't get yelled at. But then the rest of us, we all got yelled at because we were all on our phone.
I see two – like I do see this two ways.
Yes,
like
I do.
I know that LB has been to places where you'll get the Evite and it will say, please leave your phone at home.
Yeah.
Because the kids do tend to just be on
their
phones.
Right.
Kids are addicted to their phones.
Right.
I see both points of view.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, if the kids do have their phone, like I really wanted to confiscate this kid's phone that we had a play date with the other day, but you can't.
You can't.
You don't
I
want
know.
The kid going home going, oh my God, Xander's mom took my phone away.
I know.
Like I would never do that. But at the same time, I do see like, okay, so Xander had a play date and he hasn't had a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very excited that this mom allowed us to take her kid. We took her kid to the pool.
Oh, okay.
Sweet kid.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody Xander goes to school with. But he brought his phone and he's addicted. Like he came over. He immediately was like trying to like – he was just playing games on his phone. And he was sweet. He wasn't doing it to be rude to Xander.
Right.
I could tell that he has a problem.
Right,
like he has a phone.
Kids.
So he's just like wants to be looking at stuff and playing games on it. Then they played Roblox. And then I was like, well, let's go to the pool. So I brought him to the pool
and he's like,
in the car on the way to the pool. Looking at his phone, playing a game on his phone. And I said, hey, you know, like, first of all, turn it down because it was so loud.
Oh,
I couldn't hear my podcast.
Like, oh, my God.
I had him turn it down. Then we get to the pool and he leaves his phone in his bag. Then he goes swimming for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But then the second he's out of the pool, I took all the kids to Menchie's. He's back on – he's on the phone in the car. And I said, hey, do you think you could like – you know, I go, you and Xander haven't had like a play date ever. Like maybe you guys could like relate to each other a little bit.
Right.
He goes, oh, okay. Well, I was just showing Xander something, a video. And I was like, well, okay. I don't want to be a biatch. That's the thing. I don't want him leaving like being like Natalia going, God, that wasn't fun.
Right.
My phone taken away.
Right.
So I was like, okay. I just thought maybe you guys could like chit chat. So then he sneaks.
And they're like, is that
an app?
He goes
back on his phone. Like, they're quiet for like a couple of minutes. And then he goes, oh, I just want to show him one video.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, okay. So then he shows him a video. We get to Menchie's. We eat some yogurt. We get back in the car. Phone comes right back out. So then we get to my house, which is only like a few minutes away. So I left it alone. But then
right.
I said, hey, why don't you guys like do something together?
Well, because I was going to ask you.
Electronics related.
Is he sharing everything he's doing on the phone with Xander?
Yes, but he's like immediately playing a game
right.
on it.
And like Xander's sitting next to him
kind
watching.
Kind of, but Xander's sitting next to him like.
Yeah.
Well, Xander has his own problem with
right.
electronics addiction.
Right.
But Xander's at least like not. It's not a phone. Xander doesn't have a phone yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the phones get really addicting because I
yeah.
see Elby has mm-hmm. to be on her phone all the time.
I know.
If there's any – but Elby's not addicted in the way that like if I tell – I have to say to Elby, if we're in the car
yeah.
on the way to school, I have to go, can you put your phone away?
Yeah.
And she will.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if she's – but she's also up for a lot of activities.
Right.
And so she's not like – she's not going to like stop in the middle of volleyball practice. Like trust me, some of these girls do. They will go sit down and just be on their phones. And then
yeah.
the coaches are like, if you don't want to play, get out.
Right.
But
right.
Since as you know, mm-hmm. one thing I like and one thing I don't like is mm-hmm. that everybody makes the team.
Oh, yeah.
On the other hand,
yeah.
everybody makes the team.
Right.
So they're like,
right.
well, what are you going to do? I'm on the team.
Right.
If I want to check Instagram for yeah. a half hour instead of practice,
yeah, step off.
What are you going to do? Can't kick me off. So in that way, I'm like, maybe they should be like
right.
proper evaluations. But anyway, the thing is, Elby will do actual activities and will forget about her
yeah.
phone. And she'll
Sunny's
just be like, can
way.
You hold my phone?
Mm-hmm.
But this boy mm-hmm. really wanted to like – he was kind of addicted.
Right.
Very sweet kid, but I could see
– I know. They're all sweet, but they're addicted. Yeah.
I could see if – like Xander was having a birthday party and all these kids had their phones and were just on their phones. I could see being like, give me your phones.
Right.
I wouldn't do it though because I'd be a scared.
Right.
I'd be a scared.
I'd be a scared. Well, like she – I guess they were sitting at the dinner. They did not have their phones. They put their phones away. But then after dinner, they're sitting around talking. And they're like, oh, look at the sunset. So then they get their phones out and they're starting taking, you know, whatever.
Well,
and
that
then,
I'm with the girls on. That's like – that's what they love to do.
Oh,
they
I know.
Live for that
I know.
Sunsets, the Instagram.
Right. Yeah. And the birthday girl,
Instagram
I'm sure – yeah, it's her birthday and I'm sure she wants to post her picture on it. Like, look at – hashtag B-girl, you know, whatever.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah.
Maybe she was mad. The birthday girl was mad because they didn't tag her.
Maybe. Maybe. But, yeah, she took them all away and then she put them in her room or something and then
– But what kills me is I can't imagine like Xander being like,
well, I know.
Let's just call him Bob. Bob, give me your phone.
Yeah.
You're done with your phone. I'll hold on to that now.
Right. I know.
That is a weird thing. Like, I could almost see the mom saying it nicely, but being like, hey, guys, like, I'm going to hold on to everybody's phone till the end of the party just so you guys can, like, forget about your phones.
Right.
I could almost see that.
The mom should have
done
that.
But the kid, that's weird for the kid to be like, give me your phones.
She's the mama out of the group. That's what I mean. And they kind of broke. It was like three. It was her and her two friends and then the rest of them. And it was like against you. And like her and her two friends slept in her room. And Natalia and her – everybody had to bring a sleeping bag. And then Natalia had to get up and ask her like for a pillow. And she got irritated and mad.
And
she goes, Natalia, what? You don't bring your own pillow? And she's like, I'm sorry, I forgot. Like because Mobile Muffin didn't have a sleeping bag. So I had to go dig out an extra sleeping bag for Mobile Muffin to take with her to the party. So Natalia was worried about Mobile Muffin's sleeping arrangements. She forgot her own pillow. She brought her blankie, but she forgot her pillow. So she asked for a pillow. And then the birthday girl goes, you know, Natalia, I know that you can't help this, but your boot makes a lot of noise when you walk.
Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no.
I know. She was like, that was one of the first things she said when she got in the car. She said that my boot makes – she knows I can't help it, but my boot – and Natalia was like irritated but knew like she
– Well, she thinks she's clomping around like Frankenstein. Like she's walking with a boot. Shut the fuck up.
I know. And then I go
– take your phone. Your boot makes too much noise. You can't sleep in this room
right.
with us.
Yeah,
you shouldn't ask for a pillow.
Right.
What the fuck?
I know. And there's nothing to eat. They're starving. They got up at night to go get something to eat. And they were like – you know, But to her friends, too, got up. Like, they all, everybody got up.
First
to
of
eat.
All, but what's with the separate rooms? I don't
I
like
don't
this.
Get that either.
I don't like this.
Don't
this
like
happened
that.
To Elby in fifth grade where the girl was like, oh, there's not enough room for you to sleep in here. And a
right.
couple of the kids had to go sleep somewhere else.
Right.
And just kicking them out.
I don't get
Sorry.
That either. That's what I
no,
said.
No, that's
I go, what's
very
the other-
exclusive.
Yes.
I do not like that. And as a mom.
I would not go for that.
I would make them all sleep in the same – in some area.
I agree.
Put them all in the living room.
I agree. It's a big house. And I said – and she goes, well, we had to sleep – she goes, we slept in another room on a hardwood floor, by the way.
No.
With a sleeping bag.
What the fuck?
I know.
Put the kids on a couch.
I know.
Don't have a sleepover if you don't
exactly.
have places for kids to
right.
sleep.
Right. Or take blankets
I live in a small,
and put
yes,
tons
something.
Of blankets. That's what I do. Even on the carpet, I put the blankets down. And then if they want their sleeping bag, they put their sleeping bag on top of all like five blankets.
Going
you know,
to a slumber party shouldn't be roughing it.
No.
I can't understand that. When I have had too many kids sleeping over that I didn't have room for, I took – Elby has a trundle bed. We took the mattress from the trundle bed from the bottom and just
swung it out.
Brought it in the living room.
Yeah.
Everybody had somewhere soft enough. We had an
right.
arrow bed. Somebody slept on a mattress. Like two of them were on the arrow bed. Someone was on the couch. Like you
yes,
could figure it out.
I know.
I don't like
that. I don't like – and then I was like – the first thing I thought of was like, if this was Sonny and his friends, this would never happen. And I said it to them, both of them. I go, the boys don't act like this.
They don't.
They just don't. They wouldn't go, give me your phones. And then I'm antisocial, so I'm just going to go hang out with my two best friends in my room. You guys are on your own. Like kind of like that's how
no.
like I know.
This girl sounds like a biatch.
She really she's a preteen. That's like these girls like. I know the girl. She's very sweet. She comes from a very nice family. Her older sister came with us to Disneyland once because her older sister and little Buddha's older sister were pals. And little Buddha's mom didn't really like the other mom. But anyway, so maybe now I know why. But the girls are really sweet. She's like
yeah.
three, four sisters of hers. And they're like some of them are off at college. But anyway, they're all very nice. The parents are super nice as far as I know. But that's what happens. You know, the other thing, too, is you got to watch. And when you have kids spend the night at your house, you don't want you want to make a nice impression. You don't
yeah.
want the kid going and going, Jesus Christ, there was nothing to eat. I had to sleep on a hardwood floor. I got yelled at because
yeah.
of my boot. Like, you don't want that
right.
report coming
no.
back because then that makes you, the mom, look bad.
Oh, I am always, like, auditioning.
I know.
Anytime someone's at our house, I mean, I don't
– You dance.
Maybe I'm too much of a people pleaser. I definitely dance.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I want them to have the best fucking time they've ever had.
I know.
I want them going, like, can I go to Xander's house?
Uh-huh.
When's the next time I can go to Xander's house?
Right. I know.
Forget Xander. His mom is really fun.
No.
But I'm always like, who wants Menchie's? Who wants
–
that's why I would never be like, give me your phone.
Right.
No, I don't want them thinking, oh, that's the house where they take your phone.
No.
Like, but I did – I want them to have fun. So I did say like, hey, Bob, you seem a little addicted to your phone, huh? I understand. It's hard. It's hard to put the phone down, huh? I was like, but, you know, I just feel like it'd be nice if you and Xander could like –
yeah.
Have some fun.
Interact.
So I sent them out to play handball in the driveway. And Xander said, like, they did for a little while. And then, like, they did a couple of rounds. And then Bob was like, let's go in the house and play Roblox.
Yeah.
And so they did. And then eventually Xander was like, I'm ready. I made them dinner.
Really?
Well, he came over at, like, noon. We had a great time mm-hmm. overall. But Xander just was like, all he wants to do is play video games. He just
yeah, that's
wants
the
to play
other
Roblox,
thing.
So like, I'm done.
The kids don't want to host and be the host of the a boring kid or whatever.
Or
after
just
a while,
it,
they get
yeah.
sick of it. Mm-hmm.
You know what's – I had an interesting conversation with Sadie.
Really?
A little bit eye-opening.
Really?
Yeah. So
– well, wait. Let's talk about Fit On. And then,
oh, yeah,
and then,
yeah, yeah.
And then
of course.
And then I want to hear.
Of course. Okay. So –
But
wait, but I want to go back before that. I want to hear about Mobile Muffin's mom, though. Like, so after that, is that the whole exchange?
That was the whole exchange.
Did you go like, oh, my gosh, I feel like I know your daughter better than my own daughter at this point.
I was
taken by muffins at your house, too, while walking around. How's that going for you?
How about the fact that Adam yells
a lot?
Well, Adam yells at her. Like,
do you have a
like,
vacuum?
Hey.
Do you have a really good – what kind of vacuum do you use? Just curious.
I know. Like,
you have a lot of vacuuming.
Yeah.
You have somebody help you with that? You
yeah.
have someone every other week?
Yeah. I bet you could find a lot of potato chips in between those cushions.
You go through a lot of chips at your house? That we girl. Sure do. Man.
Man, we do.
Yeah.
We sure do.
Classic Lays, what are you doing over there?
Yeah.
Crumbly.
Oh, my God. I wish you guys could all witness Adam, by the way, when he tells her, like, hey, mobile muffin. What are you doing? MM, what are you doing? Hey, do you get a plate? Don't you want to get a plate? What are you doing? You can sit on the couch and eat all those. Go get a plate. Or don't sit on the couch, by the way. You're not supposed to eat on the couch.
Right.
Natalia makes a whole dinner plate, gets her mobile muffin's whole dinner plate ready. Come on. We can go sit and watch our movie, mobile muffin. We can go finish our movie in the TV room. I'm like, no, you can't. But when I'm around, that's what they do. But then Adam will come home and go, hey, what? What? Hey, so I'm walking around with those chips like that. Like, put them away. Sit at the counter and eat. Or put them away. Or go get a paper towel or a plate, something.
Right.
Oh, my God. It's hilarious. It's so uncomfortable when he yells at the kids' friends, which he doesn't do that often. But that and if they leave a drink that's half drunk, like
right.
a Coke can or a glass of milk from Brett, oh, my God. He will go to them and basically haze them, like, chug this milk. Don't leave. Jensen. Don't finish your milk. What are you doing? This is a half a cup of milk. Whose milk is this? Whose milk? Like, and Sonny gets so embarrassed, and he's like, "Stop! Please stop! Please stop! I'll drink it, Dad. I'll drink it. Just give it to me. Don't go in my room. I'll take it. I'll take it in the kitchen." And he's done that. Just, I don't want you going and yelling at my friends. I'm not yelling. I'm just telling. Like, who leaves a whole Coke? Like, don't they want to drink it? Why open it if they're just going to take two sips? Like, finish your Coke. Oh my God.
What's also, though, what's with these kids that like, make themselves way at home or, like, pour themselves a pint glass of milk?
Oh, yeah.
Who does that?
I know.
Who gets a pint glass?
Oh.
I'm like, have a little – I could understand having, like, a little glass of milk if that's what – who's pouring a pint glass of milk
going
in someone else's house and then drinking half of it and just leaving it sit on the coffee table?
I don't know. And I probably – my kids do the same
thing. I'm like, whose milk is this? Who had – oh, that was Bob. Oh, Jesus.
He's all too right. busy on his phone.
All right. Also, at Menchie's.
Yeah.
This kid's parents are going to listen to this, and I'll never, ever have him over again. But I feel bad because sweet kid, very sweet kid.
Right.
It's just a funny thing, I guess. And who knows? Maybe my kids have done this. But I seriously doubt it. They go to Menchie's. He gets like a yogurt, and then he's scooping – you know those things that look like fish eggs.
I hate those fucking things.
Fruit or something.
Those boba balls
shit.
You don't know what they are. They're gelatin.
It's something's gelatin and something leaks out of them.
Ew. I hate – yes, yeah. I know. They,
this
I
kid
those.
Took like a – it's like a scooper like that you'd get in the bulk aisle of the grocery store with all the like candy and stuff. It's like that silver scooper thing.
Yes.
He's scooping up a huge thing, puts it on there, then scoops up another one. He's going in for thirds. I was like, hey, Bob. Whoa. That's a lot of – that's heavy. You know this is by weight, right? So you have a credit card on you? That's a lot of boat – whatever that shit is. It's heavy and there's a lot of it on there now. It's like overflowing.
Don't you want some crumbs, some Oreo crumbs?
Yeah. Those some kind of crumbs that are much lighter.
Right. Marshmallows.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
those
who
things
does that? But plus, like, you're someone else is taking you out.
Yeah.
Like, you don't go like, oh, great. I'm not, my parents would never let me do this. So
here I go. I'm diving in. That's insane.
I just feel like my kids would be very scared to do that. They'd be like, is this too much?
Right.
They, you know.
Right.
With
right.
me, my kids are pretty fearless.
Right.
They're but like, they're whoa, with... oops.
Yeah.
It's overflowing again. Sorry, Mom. This is me every single time at Menchie's. I'm just like, what? Come on.
Yeah, I know.
You guys. And they're like, oh, sorry. It came out too fast. Every time. I'm like, really?
I know.
For the 80th time in a row? It just, you haven't figured out how fast the yogurt comes out?
Yeah, come on. You guys are pros by now with that thing, with that machine. And also, like, what do you want frozen yogurt or do you want candy? Which is it? I could just go to Rite Aid and buy you a bunch of candy, buy you a bunch of gummy worms and Oreo cookies and whatever the fuck you guys put, all that fucking sprinkle shit. Why? Like, it's all candy. And a little bit of yogurt for my kids.
It's so hard to walk a line because I don't want to be one of those parents that's like, you can have a tiny bit of two different toppings and that's it.
That's it, right.
But then at the same time, I don't want them buying the whole store
I
either.
Know, I know.
I get to the register and it's like $25 for yogurt.
Yes. Yes.
Like something went horribly sideways that this yogurt, that your three yogurts cost me $25.
No, I know.
I haven't raised you people right.
I know. Yeah. I mean, that. So, yeah, Mobile Muffin Mom, she came blow. She blew through there. She just was like, wow, I married
nice?
Wrong on the way.
Was
yeah, she was very
crass or what?
No, she was very nice. She is. I don't know. I couldn't get like she just was kind of like, I don't know. She was in her like probably 40s or her, you know, blonde hair, but like crinkly blonde, like, you know, has a lot of gel in it because she doesn't know what to do with it kind of hair. I know what to do with it, but she doesn't know what to do with it anyway. But, you know, like, you know, but just sweet, nice, but not like she was just like, hi, nice to meet you, like smiling. And then I don't know.
But not at all like, oh, my gosh, thank you for times you've had my kid.
No.
Is this too much?
No.
Like, call me
no.
anytime. No. You need me to come.
No. Mm-mm. She just said, I guess she got hurt her
you
knee
must
or
love
something.
My daughter.
Yeah.
Wow. You sure love having her over here. Good for you.
You right. You married right. Yeah. I married wrong on the way on the first one out. Like, what? And then she went into the room and then she was in there for a little bit. And then she came back out and she goes, OK, well, just let me know when you want me to pick her up. You know, she might have said thank you for having her. Bye. But that was it. It wasn't like thank you so much or anything like that. It was just like, well, bye. You married good. Good for you. Right on you, girl. High five. Left. That was it. That was it. Yeah, I don't – I get the sense that there's some – oh, no. I mean, it's very strange what goes on in that family. It's Sunday. Yes. Okay, we're recording on Monday. Yesterday was Sunday. Sunday evening – and I'm come home with groceries and I'm going to make dinner. And Natalia's sitting there with Mobile Muffin. Can Mobile Muffin stay for dinner? No. First of all, Mobile Muffin's vegan and I'm making lamb chops.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I said, Mobile Muffin, I'm making your favorite for – it's to the point where I joke around with her now. I go, I'm making your favorite for dinner, lamb chops. And Natalia's like, but she can eat the other stuff. I'm like, Natalia asks me right in front of her.
Right. What is that?
It's embarrassing. I had to tell her, stop doing that. So I go, I always blame it on Adam. Let me ask Daddy. Well, then I have to text Natalia, like, Stutzeet. No. She has to go home by 7 o'clock. That's when we're going to eat dinner. So she's got to be out of here at 7. So she leaves at 7:05. She went hobbling out of our house.
But did someone pick her up? Was she getting on the bus?
Again, like, she just goes out the door, thank you, and leaves. That time I don't know who picked her up. I think she got picked up. But it's Sunday evening, okay? I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's just an Italian thing, but I would want my kids home on Sunday. Well, first of all, they got school the next day.
Right.
And Sunday, it seems like a day your kid's been gone all weekend over somebody else's house. How about you have them home for dinner? How about that? Like, why is your kid out at somebody else's house still going on 6 o'clock now, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock? Like, go home. Like, come home. Like, go get your kid. Right?
I
don't know.
Isn't
that a weird thing? Imagine Elby being gone all weekend into Sunday evening and, you know, okay, and then coming to pick you up at 9. This was last Sunday or two Sunday. I mean, like, this is almost every weekend.
Yeah, I think that's weird.
Yeah, it is. But I feel bad. I feel bad for her. And Sonny don't want to run into Mobile Muffin either. Like, he said, you know, he's trying to watch his game and they come in and kick him off and they – by the way, they're watching The Act on Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen it?
Mm-mm.
You know what it's about, right? It's about – oh, my God, what time? It's about, you know, the Sword and Scale did an episode. And Patricia Arquette plays the mom.
Oh,
the girl,
the
Gypsy Rose. She's in a wheelchair.
I don't know why, but I'm over it.
I know. I felt the same way until Natalia – because Olga told Natalia the story because she knew the story. And if the story's not that – I mean, whatever. She kills her mom or somebody kills her mom or whatever. But it's not like – there's no sex really in the
right,
story.
Right.
Okay. So Olga said, yeah, it's probably okay for you to watch one night when I wasn't around. So she started watching. It's like 6 episodes. So I binged watched the whole thing Friday night.
Is it good?
Yeah. It was really – I mean, it was it hooked me because I watched a little bit with Natalia and I was like, oh, Patricia Arquette is a great actress.
She's so good.
Yeah.
She's so good.
She makes it because the girl is kind of overacts like too much, mm-hmm. I think. It's just
doing the voice like that?
Yes. Uh-huh. Okay, Mommy. I love you. Sure, I'll eat dinner with you again. No problem, Mommy. Want me to pay your tolls? I had a good time, Mommy. It's okay if you can't afford a ticket to the movies, Mommy. It's okay if you want to keep me in my wheelchair till I'm 18, Mommy. Like, I forgot about – and then they say it's based on a true story, but we dramatized, so they added a lot of stuff. So now I kind of forgot which is real and which isn't. But anyway, so there wasn't a lot of sex till kind of like the last episode where she's talking to the guy on the screen and he's jacking off. Yeah, he's like, you know, jacking. You can tell he's jacking off. Then another scene where they finally meet and he fucks her in a hotel, in a movie theater bathroom.
Uh-oh.
And you see his ass like pounding into her.
No.
She's like, you know.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, what episode is this? Episode 6? That's the final episode? No. And then yesterday I come home. I forgot. I watched it and I was like, made a mental note. Like, no. I come home and they're watching it on the final episode, like the first few minutes. I was like, oh, by the way, no, you can't watch this. She's like, Mom, it's the last episode. I go, I have to watch it with you and you're going to have to close your eyes and I'm going to have to fast forward if you want to watch it. You want to know how it ends. By the way, you know how it ends because it starts with the murder.
Right.
So okay. That's just the end. That it was pretty. It was.
Well, thanks for the heads up on that.
Yeah. It was pretty – I mean, it was okay. It was fine until the last – I'm pretty sure like there was
like,
no
– I feel like why do they need that? They could get so many more eyes on it.
I know.
If they just cover up his butt or something.
I know. And they didn't have to show him like jacking.
Right.
Like he was like – you know, like you can hear him. He's like almost – you can hear him jacking off.
Right.
It was very graphic. And I was like, no.
No. Oh.
But it was pretty good. I got hooked in that. Yeah.
Okay.
Patricia Arquette's great. You saw the other movie that she was in, The Prisoners.
No, the Escape from Dan. No, I haven't seen that yet.
That's
I need to watch that.
One. You got to watch that. Was so good. I loved it.
Escape
from Denmark. Denmark. Whatever.
Denmark.
It's on
Denmark.
Denmark. It's on Showtime.
Okay. See, oh, that's why, because I don't have Showtime. Is it on Hulu too?
Oh, I think it is. Or it's on.
I don't think so. I've seen it. I really liked it, but I think it's a Showtime exclusive.
Oh, I got to get Showtime. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, make a note. Make a Showtime.
Showtime.
You can get the app, like download it and just get it for free for like, I don't know,
yeah,
a 7-day trial or a month.
And
they
then
do
just
that.
Binge
yeah.
on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
So,
but you had a heart-to-heart with Sadie or something.
I had a heart-to-heart with Sadie. I can say this in just a few minutes before
yeah.
we wrap.
Yeah.
So I was – Sadie had a play date. She's had a couple of she's gotten together with a friend, and she went over to her friend's house like all day. This was last week.
Yeah,
oh, and on the next
break.
Episode, I'm going to tell you about my garage sale I had
mm-hmm.
and about this new school I toured for Sadie and Xander.
Mm-hmm.
So let me write that down. Okay, so I was talking to Sadie, and you know I'm like obsessed with her not having friends.
Right.
But you know what? I did have sort of an epiphany and talked to her because she did get asked to do something by a friend. And she was like, okay. And then she had another friend. She got together with another friend all day and that friend slept over. And I was like, Sadie does have friends.
Right.
But then she never acts like that excited. Okay. So this friend of hers yesterday when Xander had his friend, had Bob over and we went to the pool
mm-hmm. –
Sadie, I asked Sadie's – one of Sadie's friends said she's invited to come with us to the friend's grandparents were in town and I don't know. And
yeah.
she was like, we're going to be somewhere where – I had invited Sadie's friend to come with us so that both kids would have a friend. And Sadie's friend said, we can't because the grandparents are in town, but she's welcome to come with us to this pool. So I asked Sadie and she's like, I think I'll just go with them, with Xander and Bob. And
mm-hmm.
I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So then later I said to her, I was like, hey, I'm just curious. Like I said, because sometimes she complains at school that she doesn't
right.
have friends. So
right.
I was like, hey, you got invited by your friend. How – I'm just curious as to why you wanted to go with Xander and Bob instead
yeah.
of – and she's like, well, I don't know. She goes, it just seemed like maybe a little awkward to go hang out with someone's – their grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
Like – and I said, okay. I go, yeah, I could see that. And I go, you know, I'm wondering. I said, I'm wondering if the reason why you sometimes feel like you don't have friends is because you don't feel super motivated to do stuff with other people. Because you have Xander.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's because being at home, because she's not as social as some other kids. She's a bit of an introvert.
Right.
I think it's easier for her to just be home.
Right.
Where she's comfortable. Right. We do lots of fun stuff.
Yeah.
If Xander brings a friend over, her that's even better.
Right.
It's like that's a built-in, no pressure on her. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have to act any certain way with somebody else and their
right.
parents or do what that person wants to do. It's like she can hang with them if she wants, not hang with them if she doesn't want. Do her own thing. And I said, do you think that it's just – and this is the thing. I understand my kids get along really well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
they bicker, but they don't fight.
Right.
They bicker.
Right.
But they like each other.
Yeah, they enjoy
each other's company. It's mm-hmm. very easy for them to hang with each other. Mm-hmm. I wasn't like judging it either way. I was just like – I thought it was interesting. I was like, maybe instead of worrying so much about Sadie, like she's fine. Like I think she's okay.
Yeah.
At school, I know – it's a little bit hard because it's very cliquey at her school.
Right.
So I think she does feel like she's on the outside, or sometimes she feels like she has friends and sometimes she doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
But when she's home, like she's kind of happy. I mean,
mm-hmm.
she's very good when she has a friend over. Like she's
right.
very good at like, hey, what do you want to do? And
right.
her friend, the one that I've talked about before, Layla,
mm-hmm.
I use her real name because she's like adorable and fun and easy.
Right, right.
And they have a great time. And she loves having her come over.
Mm-hmm.
But if she's not available, she's not like, well, who else can you call?
Right.
And I did. I was like, I think you're just comfortable at home.
She's content.
I go, is it because you don't have to feel like – and sometimes she's happier at home without somebody over because
uh-huh.
I think it's like she doesn't have to compromise.
Right.
She doesn't have to think of stuff for them to do.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to please anyone.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to make sure they're having fun.
Right.
It's just like
– it's easy. Yeah.
So I was thinking, you know, I do want her to – I do need to push her
mm-hmm.
to have people over. But I was like, oh, I've been maybe overly worried.
Yeah. Well, it's normal for you to feel that way. I feel that way too. But I do see what you mean. I could see that she's content. Like there's times where I see Natalia would she'd rather hang out with Sonny and his friend just because it's easier. And you're right. She can come and go and do her own thing.
Yeah, I'm not saying that I don't want – that I'm not going to still work on Sadie having friends. I'm just saying I think I've been overly invested
yeah.
in like, oh, my God, she's unhappy because she doesn't have enough
yeah.
friends. I need to work so hard on her. And like, then I'm like, well, there's somebody inviting her to do something. And she's like, no, it's okay.
Right. Yeah.
I was like, okay, so you're not that desperate.
Right. Right. And also when she's coming home from school, it puts it in your brain that, you know, she's having a hard time because school does suck.
Right.
So, for, you know – in a daily basis, friend-wise, for her, it's kind of sucky, I guess,
right.
the situation.
Right.
So you see that. But, like, remove the school at spring break or on weekends.
Exactly.
Like, there are people that she can contact and get in touch with and hang out and
right.
have fun.
Yeah.
But maybe she doesn't want to all the time.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So true. Anyway, yeah.
I'll tell you about on Friday show how there was an accidental sleepover at my house.
Oh.
Friday night.
Okay.
I didn't know. My rule of no other friend can sleep over. If Sonny has a friend sleep over, Natalia cannot have a friend sleep over and vice versa.
Okay.
But yeah, that rule got thrown out the window by accident on Friday night.
Oh, good.
What happened?
Okay. Well, by the way, if you like our show, you're going to love Gals on the Go.
Yes.
We're introducing you to other Podcast One shows. Influencers and college students Danielle Carillon and Brooke Misio share tips on being productive to stories of all their travel adventures while being full-time students. So Gals on the Go every week on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One. But
thank you guys so much. We really appreciate
love
it.
Love you guys.
Thank you, Kaylin. Papa Kaylin.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
All month long, the biggest movies are streaming free on Pluto TV's Popcorn Summer Movies. Watch star-studded blockbusters like Titanic and Transformers. Transformers Revenge of the Fallen, or fall in love with charming rom-coms like Hitch and How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. The best part? Pluto TV is 100% free. No credit cards, not even a sign-up. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of channels with thousands more movies, TV shows, and more. Download the Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming now. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.